Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Mennonites Podcast. I am apologizing for the audio, still trying to figure things out, how to get better quality audio and better quality video for those of you checking this out on YouTube. I am actually trying to hopefully get a new computer, because I've been doing this on my Chromebook for the last 2+ years that I've had this podcast, so I'm trying to eventually get a computer where I can have better quality, video and audio presentation for this. But in the meantime, this is the best that I can do. This episode of the Mennonites Podcast, it's one that I've been kind of putting off for a little while. I've been wanting to do it, but at the same time, I've been putting it off because of my own issues that I've had to deal with over the last few weeks, or months, rather. Kind of ironic considering the title of this episode, which is sometimes it's okay to not be okay. And why that's ironic is because the reason I've been putting it off doing this particular little podcast is because I have not been feeling okay mentally, physically, emotionally, and I didn't want to let people see me that way on here. And like I said, it's kind of ironic considering that, because as a self-proclaimed, I guess, mental health advocate, I've been, I don't want to say preaching, but been promoting that, as the title says, sometimes it's okay to not be okay. Which is also why I have the campaign on Ink to the People. The link is in the description for this episode. I believe there's still 10 days left on this. Let me check on here. As of this recording, yeah, just under 10 days. I'm recording this at 1:13 a.m. Sunday. Well, same day that this is going to be going up. So, yeah, Sunday, November the 22nd. Survivor Series tonight, so that'll be a lot of fun. The Undertaker's final farewell. As of where I'm recording this, it's 9 days, 17 hours plus left for the Sometimes It's Okay to Not Be Okay t-shirt for mental health awareness, with money going towards the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at a goal of $250, and still not one purchase yet. That's fine. It's I've come to expect that kind of thing. I'm not going to take it personal. Because there's a lot of other great campaigns on Ink to the People with a similar goal to donate to the AFSP. So, yeah, I'm not going to take that to heart, because I understand. But with that said, I did put a link to the Snyder Families AFSP fundraising. So if you want to contribute to that, please do so. But yeah, the whole concept of that, it's sometimes it's okay to not be okay. I'm actually gonna read what I wrote on the description for the t-shirt. Here's how I wrote it. I wrote, "Sometimes it's okay to not be okay. Those of us who suffer from mental illness understand this, but others who do not suffer, as we do, think that simply telling us to just be happy and everything will be alright, when in reality it won't. I am here to tell you that sometimes it is okay to not be okay. Sometimes it's okay to allow yourself to feel whatever you are feeling without that stigma many of us are forced to deal with. Everyone handles their mental illness differently, and that is okay." And that is exactly what I try to promote with these videos and podcasts that I've been doing, talking about mental health since May of this year. That's why I try to promote a lot of stuff for the AFSP and other similar organizations through social media. How effective and helpful that has been, I do not know, but I'm I'm trying to help, you know, by doing my part in promoting these resources. Because, again, sometimes it really is okay to not be okay. It is okay to feel whatever you are feeling. And, you know, sometimes, you know, maybe I should take my own advice for that. Because just, I mean, especially with the way the whole world has been this year, you know, and with the pandemics and lockdowns and this, you know, social things that have been going on, and racial issues, the election, you know, all of these things have impacted and affected a lot of people mentally, and some people have been made to feel bad for feeling the way they feel with relation in regard to these subjects, and that's why I say it's okay to feel the way you feel. You know, whatever it is that you're feeling, you know, as long as it doesn't hurt yourself or anyone else, it's okay. You know, but when it does get to that point where it is hurting you and the people around you, you know, that's when, as I say, to reach out to people that might be able to assist you, whether it's just let them hearing whatever you have to say, them just being there for you in whatever form that you prefer, you know, it's okay. And like I said, maybe I should start taking my own advice for that, because I've, especially over the last couple of months, especially this month, I've not done the best job with reaching out to people and just allowing myself to feel what I feel, and not be ashamed or embarrassed about it, because, I mean, some people already know about this, and I did kind of hint at it in a recent one of the recent videos and podcasts that I've done. But a few weeks ago, I was in a car accident, and it's actually, as a fact, almost exactly 4 weeks ago that I was in a car accident with my mother. She was in the car with me. I was on my way to work, and just, yeah. Scary situation. We're both okay, thankfully. I'm not gonna go into the details exactly about that, and for a lot of legal reasons, but just, you know, that, you know, 'cause I've never been in a car accident, especially not one like that, and the mental effect that it's had on me. It's like I don't know if I've been handling it well at all, because just, you know, it was a pretty traumatizing situation for me, and you know, like I said, if family, you know, my immediate family, my brothers, they know, obviously, and very select, you know, friends that I've talked openly with about this, and now opening up about it with all of you. So, yeah, I guess that's progress for me with, you know, accepting the situation as it is, and accepting my feelings about this situation and what it is, the effect that it has had on me. And but this also just, it's a lot of that on top of, like I said, pandemic and lockdowns and self-isolation with a lot of people, and just businesses being closed, and the way other people have been reacting has, you know, started to I wouldn't say rub off on me, but it has definitely started to affect me a lot more than it did in the beginning. And again, not really handling the situation the right way, or at least if I feel wasn't the right way. Whether or not it's the right way or wrong way, I'm not really entirely sure. It's just I feel like I'm not handling it well, and I know there are a lot of people out there who have had similar experiences that they might have felt that way as well, and you know, again, I can't speak for others. I can only speak for myself, and that's what I try to do when I do these little discussions about mental health. That I try to speak for myself. I don't like to speak for others because everybody's experiences are different. Nobody handles their mental situations the same way. I almost said the right way. That's not that. I shouldn't say it like that. It's not everyone handles it the same way. Everybody is different. You know, just like they say that everybody grieves differently, and everybody handles their mental health differently. And for a long time, I was doing a very good job of handling it, but just these last few months, just it has started to, not really having that many people that I can trust enough to come to about these kind of things. It's not easy. It's really not, and just like little things start to get to me a lot more than they did before. And I just don't know anymore, you know? And and I know there are people out there that do care and they do want to help me. Just maybe they don't know how to help, and that's fine. You know, I get that. I've been there for as well. People that I wish that I could help, friends that I want to be there for, don't always know how to be there for them, and that's okay. You know, there's really no right or wrong way to be there for somebody. I mean, maybe there is. I can't say for sure, because again, everybody is different. But just speaking for myself, I understand, that not everyone is going to be available when I need them, because that's life. Life happens. Shit happens. I just have to, find ways that I can better manage it for myself. And maybe once I learn some of those ways, I can try to help teach that to other people, if I'm able to, if that is possible. I don't know. Maybe everything that I'm saying here doesn't make any sense, but I mean, it makes sense to me, so. It's just, like I said, it's okay to not be okay. There's nothing wrong with feeling the way you feel, and just, I should learn, I should learn to take that advice for myself, because I do a very, very poor job at taking my own advice that I like to hand out to other people. Because I guess just I don't know, I've always been the kind of person that, has always, that I put others before myself. Whenever I do try to take care of myself more, very often I actually do feel bad about that, because I've the way I've always seen myself, and I don't, and I'm sure I have a feeling I already know what some people might say to this one, but I've never really seen myself as being that special, and I've never put myself above anybody. So, I don't know, when certain people tell me things about how they see me, or, try to lift me up in certain ways, not that I don't appreciate the kind words, it's just, I don't know how to really accept it, if that makes any sense, because it's just, like I said, I've never put myself above anybody, and I don't really think of myself as, better than anybody, or being as great as some people might tell me that I am, because that's just how I've always been, because I know, because I'm just one person, I'm just one voice, whether my voice does anything for anybody, I don't know, I can't say for sure, and if I have, they haven't told me, so, and if they have, I might not be paying enough attention, I'm sorry about that, but it's, and I would even, bringing up the Snyder Cut community, which I did a video on a few days ago, that, nobody, in that community, nobody is above anybody. Nobody is better than anybody. That's how I see it, at least. No one individual is better than anybody else involved. And that's how I feel about myself personally. I'm not better than anybody. I'm not on a higher level than anybody. That's just how I see myself. Whether or not that's a good way to approach life, I don't know. Some people might say yes, some people might say no. And this is just how I personally feel. And I do have a lot of friends that, that they do put themselves a little on a bit of a high intellectual level above others, and that's fine. That's that's how they see themselves. They are confident in who they are, and that's awesome. Respect that. They are my friends for a reason, obviously. Maybe I need to learn, to have more respect for myself in that regard. It's just, I honestly don't know how to. So, and like I said, I don't know if anything that I've been saying for the last 18 minutes is gonna mean anything to anybody. Just sometimes it feels good to just get these things out. I've said that plenty of times before. Sometimes it's just good to get the feelings out, get these thoughts out of my head, and because sometimes it feels like it's a weight lifted off my shoulders, if that makes sense. And it might not to some people, but it is what it is. And I mean, I'm doing a little bit better over the last couple of days, where I've just getting more comfortable with myself again. Just trying to find ways to occupy my time and, again, just allow myself to feel what I feel. And in some of the ways that I've been doing that, it's, they finally got HBO Max on Amazon Fire TV, Amazon Fire Stick, so I've been enjoying some movies on HBO Max with that. I was watching the Ninja Turtles movies and Billy Madison and The Mask, so all films from my childhood that I love very much, and they've made me feel somewhat better. So, I just gotta learn to try to keep that feeling going, I guess. But when I'm feeling not my best and feeling down, sometimes, I just gotta allow myself to feel that way as well, because just, you know, there's nothing wrong with feeling that way. But at the same time, you know, I should learn to not be afraid to reach out, because that's something I really need to work on. And, you know, but, you know, like, sometimes when I do reach out, I feel bad about reaching out because I feel like I'm bothering people. And that's just how I've always been. Well, I wouldn't say how I've always been, but just as far as I can remember, I've just been that kind of person where I feel like, you know, I'm bothering them simply by just saying hi, hope you're doing well. You know, so anyone that gets like a text or a DM from me where, you know, I say sorry for bothering you, it's because I genuinely feel like I am. And I know that's not a healthy way to feel, and a healthy way to, you know, think of myself. But that's just how I am, and it's, I don't know how to shake that feeling, honestly. So, yeah, I just don't know. I just gotta try to find ways to teach myself to do better and be better, I guess. But again, not to be better than somebody else, but just to be a better version of myself. Because again, I don't think of myself as better than anybody, and I never will. Because in my opinion, no human being is better than any other human being. Well, I mean, there might be some exceptions, you know, but in general, I don't see myself as better than anybody or above anybody in any form. Alright, I've been rambling on for the last 22 minutes, and I honestly don't know if anything I said has, you know, made any sense to anybody. I don't even know if it's made any sense to me. I'm just sharing what I feel, sharing what I've been thinking, and if anything I've said, you know, means anything to anybody else, then that's wonderful. I'm happy that something I said has done something for you. Maybe, like I said, I should really try to take my own advice about, you know, allowing myself to feel what I feel and not being afraid to reach out to people, because I really do struggle with that a lot. And just, yeah, that's something I really do need to work on. And yeah, like I said, I'm recording this at, right now it's 1:34 a.m. Sunday, November 22nd. So this will be going up the same day that I'm recording this, so yeah. Yeah, I don't really know where else to go with that, so. You know, again, if anything I said made sense to anybody that's watching or listening to this, just let me know. I mean, you can do so by commenting on the video on YouTube or reaching out to me on my social media, Twitter, Instagram, Vero, or Snapchat. If you're on Snapchat, you can find me on any of those. Twitter is at IamFostitude. Instagram, Vero, and Snapchat are both Fostitude. And you know, as all these, you know, YouTubes and podcasters say, if you're not subscribed to the Mennonites Podcast, please do so on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Radio Public, Breaker, and Anchor. And all the direct links to those will be in the description of this episode, as they are for all episodes. And if you would like to support the Mennonites Podcast, you can do so by joining my Patreon for $1 a month. That link is in the description. You can also support me by going to the Mennonites Podcast store and checking out some merchandise that I have on there. Been trying to work on some new designs for new stuff on there that I can try to get sometime soon. I mean, I have a lot of ideas in my head. I just haven't, you know, I haven't put pen to paper or pencil to paper yet, because I want to try to create an original sketch design and then try to somehow transfer that to the computer and get a good t-shirt design for that. And if you'd like to help out with the t-shirt design, just let me know. But yeah, the store link will be in the description as well. And as I mentioned, the Ink to the People design for the Sometimes It's Okay to Not Be Okay t-shirt is in the description as well. Still have just a little over a week left. The campaign expires December 1st. So if you're watching this or listening to this after December 1st, then you missed out on this campaign. And like I said, donate to the Snyder Family link for AFSP, for the Autumn Snyder fund. That link is in the description as well. You can also contribute to the GoFundMe for my friend Julie and her legal situation. Please, that link is in the description. And just thank you all so much for watching and for listening to me ramble on for the last 20 whatever minutes that I've been going. And I truly and genuinely love and appreciate every single one of you who do. Like I said, you can always find me on my social media, Twitter, Instagram, Vero, Snapchat. The direct links to all of them will be in the description for this episode. And hope you all are taking care of yourselves and your loved ones and staying safe and healthy. And if you're celebrating Thanksgiving, hope you all have a wonderful time with that as well. This has been the Vinatides Podcast, and I am Julian. I will see you all in the next one. Bye-bye.